The Stories This Moment podcast and the STM blog are brought to you by STM Daily News and TNC Network. Daily News offers news and articles that inspires, helps, heals and educates. STM Daily News is the news you can use this moment. Now here's your host, Rod Washington.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the STM podcast. I'm your host, Rod Washington, and we are here today with Sandy Kim. She is going to talk to us about what she's been up to lately. What's up with you now, Sandy?
Well, thanks for having me back. Let's see. Since we've spoken last, I had some really cool projects and some cool updates. So I have a Banner Health commercial that's running. I think it's actually still running. So... Yeah, it's playing on network TV in Arizona, Wyoming, and Colorado. And I play a doctor. It's a really nice spot. So it opens up with my patient who is like crying. You see these tears coming down her eyes. And I'm comforting her and telling her, you know, that healing takes time, but that we'll get there. And it's pretty cool because I've seen the spot myself. Some days I'll see the spot two or three times, during Suns games, during the news. And I've also seen it like when you go on Google, sometimes those little Google ads come up. So I've seen it pop up on there. And then my girlfriend told me she was watching YouTube videos and she caught it on there. So
the funny thing is I saw it this morning.
No, literally.
I turned on the Roku this morning in the family room. And it was on the Roku channel. One of the Roku channels, they just popped up.
They keep renewing it. So I'm pretty excited. And, we talked a little bit about, from an actor standpoint, staying fluid and being open to change and everything. So one thing I did want to, if I've got some actors watching this podcast, that audition was the initial audition was in person. And that was thanks to my agency, Danny's agency and Garth Williams Casting. But the callback was done via Zoom. So, and I booked it. And I only say that because I know there are still some actors that are really hesitant about self-tapes and Zooms. They don't like it. They're not comfortable. They think they're not going to book. And so, I just want to remind people that, it's hard to adjust sometimes, but it's so worth it. And people are booking via Zoom. I had the Zoom call back with all the directors and producers. There were probably like seven people in the room. And it was perfect. And I ended up booking a great gig. So I just encourage everyone to really be open to learning new technology and, continuing to learn anything.
I'm proud of you because we worked together on the Cupid series for a bit.
Yes.
And you were very helpful on that. And it's nice to see someone from that series doing as well as you're doing.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that was super fun. I look forward to resuming that with you. You taught me some things about the world of supernatural phenomena that I didn't know. So that was cool. And then I also want to give a shout out. So I had a nice role in a movie called Condition of Return. Tommy Stovall is the filmmaker. And that is going to premiere at the Sedona International Film Festival. I want to say February 25th.
You are very busy right now.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say I'm super, super lucky. And then I think the last time we spoke, I had talked to you about a film that I had recently finished called Glass Walls. And that is now streaming on Tubi. So I'm pretty sure it's still on Amazon Prime for people who subscribe to that service. But if you don't, I don't know if everyone knows about Tubi, but it's a free service. Yes. And there's a lot of great movies on there and TV shows and content. And I think that there actually is some content that is produced specifically for that platform, like Amazon Originals. And so the director, Jeff Brewer, just told us that that is also streaming on Tubi. So,
yeah. Well, if you have a Roku device like I do have Tubi on there.
Oh, cool.
I've seen a lot of locally independent films shown on it, too.
Oh, nice.
That's a good thing.
Oh, very cool.
Do you have any words of wisdom for those starting out in acting or content creation or whatever? What do you have to say? Because you do a lot of TikTok videos. You do a a lot of Instagram things as well. What kind of words of wisdom do you have?
Sure. I mean, lately I've been thinking a lot, you know, so there's so much advice about, you know, training and, you know, there's so much advice out there. So number one, I was going to say, I really encourage people to be careful who you take advice from. There's a lot of people that prey on, especially new actors. Yeah. And, you know, with the interesting thing about show business is that it really is a business. So there are so many great artists and actors out there. And, you know, you have to always work on your craft, you know, train, coach, practice, learn the technology. But you do really have to learn how to navigate the business. And part of that is, you know, to be wary. If you're watching Instagram videos or TikTok from people claiming to be like acting coaches or whatever, it's so easy. Look them up on IMDb. You can look at their credentials. You can see, you know, if they are an actor themselves, you know, do your research, because a lot of people, it sounds like they're giving great advice. And a lot of people are like kind of into these shortcuts to success. And there really are no shortcuts to success. Yeah. So that's one thing
that I say, if it's too good to be true,
exactly,
it's more than likely too good to be true.
Exactly.
And if you've never heard of these people before, be wary.
Right. But you'd be surprised, Rob, like so many, because some of them are so charming and they sound legit. Yeah. So, you know, people get sucked in. The other thing is, you know, I think I can't stress enough the importance of having and surrounding yourself with good people that support you, because you will have so many people that will not support you or will only support you when you're doing well. So like for myself, like my husband is like my partner and my rock. You know, he's not an actor, but he will read for me for auditions, you know. He will help me with equipment, like whatever it takes. He will help me fly to wherever I have to fly for an audition or a gig. And that's super important, because I also see out there a lot of people who, you know, they'll post success stories out on Facebook or Instagram, whatever. And so when they're doing well or something good is happening, then, you know, they're flooded with support. But it's, you know, you really have to surround yourself with the people that are going to be there for you when you're at your lowest, you know, when you're like, oh my God, can I do this? I want to quit. I'm not good enough. This is scary. You know, you need your tribe around you to help you get through those times. Otherwise, you know, the mental, you have to be really mentally strong to be an artist.
Yes, that is true.
Yeah.
I have a Rebecca in my life who she is behind
she's
me a
rock.
Lot. Yeah, she's the rock.
Yes. Now, is she an artist as well?
She does creative things, but she's not into filmmaking or anything like that.
But supportive.
But she is very supportive.
Yeah,
she wants to get involved too, which is pretty cool.
Oh, that's amazing. Yes, I love that.
Yes. So any final thoughts you want to relate to the audience?
Final thoughts. I mean, I think it's kind of like what we talked about the last time, you know, take care of your body and mind, because again, any endeavor, whether you're an actor or you're just like an entrepreneur or you're a dreamer of any kind, you really have to take care of yourself, because you're going to be in it for the long haul. And I think mentally, it's so important to remember that, you know, success does not usually go in a straight line. I mean, occasionally it does. You know, sometimes we hear these crazy stories of people who, you know, oh, they were never an actor before and they got discovered and they blew up, or like a singer. And sure, it does happen sometimes, but not likely to happen, you know, so you really have to be in it for the long haul. And you have to realize that, you know, you're going to have two steps forward. You might have three steps back, but it's okay. You know, success, like I said, it does not go in a straight line. And try to like quiet the noise in your head, because again, like people will go on social media specifically and they'll look at people posting all these great wins. Oh, I got all these great auditions. I got a new agent, you know, I'm booking left and right. And that could be true. But what you're not always seeing is, you know, the heartache and the rejection and the time that person put in, or, you know, maybe the sacrifices in their personal life. So I think it's really important not to ever compare yourself to anybody else, you know, just be on your own journey and be proud of your own journey. And, you know, don't try to compete with anybody but yourself.
Thank you, Sandy. Thanks for coming back and giving us an update on you.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Rob.
And we look forward to seeing more from you in the future.
All righty, I'm happy to share.
I would like to thank Sandy for stopping by today. To see the video version of this interview, stop by our YouTube page at SDM Daily News. Also, if you want to know more about Sandy and her previous work, there are links in the description. Thanks for stopping by today and listening. We'll see you next time on the SDM Daily News podcast. To find out more, visit sdmdailynews.com.
You've been listening to the Stories This Moment podcast with your host, Rod Washington. The SDM podcast and the SDM blog are both brought to you by SDM Daily News and TNC Network. Daily News offers news and articles that inspires, helps, heals, and educates. SDM Daily News is the news you can use this moment.